At their November 17th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners remotely, via Zoom meeting, questioned John Tuttle of the Region 4 Economic Development Council about the current status of the county's broadband project grant. Tuttle disagreed with the commissioner's earlier stated belief that the county's U.S. Department of Agriculture's broadband grant had actually been denied. Although Tuttle admitted that the USDA did, quote, move the goalposts, unquote, from an expected approval in mid-fall of 2020, the county grant application remains active, though when it might be approved remains, quote, up in the air, unquote. Tuttle summed it up by saying, if you haven't received a letter of denial, you are still in play. Tuttle also pointed out that the grant application officially goes through the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation, not through Region 4. The commissioners also asked Tuttle about Chris Giannini's efforts to connect the residents of Gun Road to CityNet's backbone fiber optic line, which runs right past Gun Road from Snowshoe to Cass. Giannini has offered to use his own Ohio-based cable installation company to do these connections at no cost to CityNet or to the residents being connected, but needs CityNet's authorization. Tuttle said this would strictly be a private transaction with CityNet. He suggested that the commission invite a representative of CityNet to a commission meeting to facilitate communication between Giannini and CityNet. Both Commissioner Jesse Grossclose and Giannini brought up that CityNet had received public funds to build that line from Snowshoe to Cass for the purpose of expanding connections in the Cass area. Tuttle acknowledged that and said CityNet has been very slow in expanding broadband service in that area. The commissioners agreed to invite CityNet to an upcoming meeting. Later in the meeting, Rita Griffith, director of the Day Report Center, asked for and received the commission's support for the center's 2021 National Crime Victim Rights Week grant application. This $5,000 grant would support the Day Report Center in presenting a community event such as a scavenger hunt in April to support victims' rights. Since Griffith is also a former Frontier Communications employee and is familiar with broadband, the commissioners asked her opinion about Giannini's efforts to hook CityNet broadband to the residents of Gun Road. Griffith said that doing so might present a liability issue for CityNet, since part of the lines to their customers would be connected by a third party. Jason Bosserman and Jimmy Harmon, representing the Upper Pocahontas County Community Cooperative, briefed the commissioners on their possibly building a historical museum to preserve the history of the Howes Leather Tannery in Frank, West Virginia. Bosserman explained that they had inspected the original tannery office building last week with Commissioner Helmick, but found it to be too damaged and handicapped inaccessible to use as a museum. They did like Helmick's idea of salvaging historic fixtures and doors from the building before the commission demolishes it, and incorporating those into a new but much scaled-down museum building on the same site. Lauren Bennett, Director of Parks and Recreation, delivered an update in which she said that they are building a bike park and are considering building a community park in Hillsboro. The commissioners awarded a one-year courthouse complex heating oil contract to the only bidder, Woodford Oil. The commissioners also extended the lease for the West Virginia Division of Forestry to use a portion of the former shoe factory building through January 31st, 2022. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.